And what I noticed from your video, it does make everybody look good. So it works as a background, but of course, it's more than a background, right?
Yeah, total.
What do you think about the? You use a special technique when capturing the posing people do for a selfie, right? You have very minute, small movements where they are trying to present their best face, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you use a technique where you, it's like scratching. You let the tape play, you rewind and let it play forward, and it heightens the gestures. What was your interest there?
Okay, so for that, it's important to go back a little bit of what I was doing before to that work, because as I was interested, as I told you, in movement and work, mm-hmm. I was working before making kind of GIF or analyzing how I was in myself portraits of work, how I move. So I was creating GIF of how to make soft a movement that never ends, you know, that you don't realize that.
Yes.
And this is something that just appears. It was not part of this project of Water Lilies that I was really searching. And when I saw this, I thought how to show it. And I applied the same method of work, like the same, how to say, technique of cutting video, that is not just create a frame, it's a GIF. It's also go frame by frame, analyzing really subtil the movements, so yep. Then we can have this never-ending yep. gesture of pulsing. And
almost like I animation, it sounds like, right? Where you have to yeah. see every frame.
Actually, it's really chirurgical work, because it's frame by frame, and some frame have to be a little bit slow than mm-hmm. the other, so then the connections works. But I think that I did this for two things, and I think that the most important is about that, of course, I was in the museum, and you can see in the video one person and the background. But this was really hard, because really there were people crossing by my mm-hmm. camera. There were many people there. It's not just one person idyllica in a place, you know. It's full, it's crowded of humans. And also I moved the camera, because I have the camera and I don't have to breathe, you know. Mm-hmm. A little movement, break the image. Also, if the person takes so not so long to take the selfie, I will have really little material. So I say, how to prolong this moment? So actually, why I was 60 hours, or what I need 60 hours, is because I have, I think that 59 hours of video that someone is crossing or I'm moving, or yes. someone is like looking like, oh, this girl is taking a photo, that weird, like a little girls that they were like they were kids, I think that they were taking selfies, and they discovered me, I think, and they were like, hey, she's taking photos of us. Mm-hmm. And they were making fun of that, actually. But there's all of this situation. That is what I like that I have to, like, I don't know, survive when I'm doing that. Not survive, but the current way, sorry, my word, my English. But so I thought how to prolong this moment.
Yes.
So that's a result, actually, of all the problematics that are in the place itself.
Yes. And is it about vanity? Is it about people being superficial? Is it about being people, like, what's your idea of selfies? Is this critical of the people? Like, I agree with you that a museum would be way better without the people, which is probably the opposite of what we are doing here in Talwitz. But like what the people
true.
Do?
That's true. It's what you say that. Yeah, it's
because it is funny, right? The video is funny.
Yeah, I don't. Actually, I don't. How to explain? I don't. In a way, it's critical, But it's not what I'm searching, actually, especially. I think that I'm more into this, how to say, to think first in the video, like a painting itself. So it's projecting, but I want something that is nice to see, you know, that, not nice, that's not the word, that you can feel comfortable watching and see the use of this painting now, like that this Monet was painting it for a long time, was his last piece, what he did for Orangeli. They built the rooms of the museum for these paintings, and now it's used like the background.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that it's something that even though we can see, how to say, critical point of view, also is accepting, you know, like this condition also. Like, also, I think that in a way it's giving, that's called also the immortals, or not. Like, these people is immortalized themselves with this painting, and in a way could be funny to, if we see it at the first, but I like to work with these people also, how to say, with dignity, could be the correct word, or use this, show them, yeah, beauty, how they would like to look also. But I will not think that it's something against of vanish.
Yeah.
It's more to think about museums and smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, that it's related, but for me, I don't know, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you know another good painting that we could take, you could use like this? Use?
No, actually, because this is a really specific thing.
Right, yes. Yeah. I thought maybe like a big, big Jackson Pollock, who's famous and who people like and probably do take lots of selfies in front of.
Yeah, true.
But I think the roses are actually important, and the water and the color. Yeah. I guess it's...
Is that the thing? With Pollock could be, but... I don't know really how many people will take they will take selfies in front of Pollock because it's Pollock.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I don't know how long they will take to take the selfie because people look really nice in front. So people go there to take their selfie with the water lilies. It's like a kind of trend, you know? Because and you go to different rooms and there's different, like, when, because this painting is during the hours of the day, you know, from the morning until the night, so it's some moments are more lila, other parts of the paintings are more orange. So you have many backgrounds to try, and so with a Pollock, will be different, I think. And then if we think in, I was thinking someone really crazy with color, like a Rothko, for example. Yeah, I mean, that could be interesting to see in front of Rothko paintings. But of course, we think in the format, it's not the same, you know? And Rothko is about, normally he worked in totally other white color, but maybe something interesting could happen, but will not be the same at all.